just in general, he gave them a
gift.
A gift.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard the word lanyap? Mm-mm. Used to mean a gift or
Mm-mm.
a bonus?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. What would you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And if a boy gets his kite caught up in a tree, he has to, the tree.
Climb.
All right. He got the kite caught up there and he did what?
Climb the tree.
All right. He has the tree before.
Climbed.
Okay. All right. Say if a child is going to bed, but before it goes to bed, going to say his prayers,
mm-hmm.
you say he did what beside the bed?
Prayed.
Or getting down on his knees.
Knelt.
Sure. All right. And if you're feeling tired, you might say, well, I think I'm going to now for a while.
Lie.
And talk about somebody who's very sick, you might say, he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
Stayed.
Or he in bed all day.
Laid.
Sure. Okay. What about the things that you see in your sleep? You say you begin to
dream.
Last night I dreamed. Okay. I had that before.
Dreamed.
All right. I was
dreamt is correct, I think.
For which one? I have
dreamt.
Okay.
But I don't say it.
All right. That's fine.
I dreamed.
All right. Say I was dreaming about so and so, but all of a sudden I
waked up.
Okay. What would you say I did if I brought my foot down real hard on the floor?
Stomp.
All right. This situation, if a boy has been at a party and he wants to see that a girl gets home all right, what might he ask her? May I
escort you home?
But would that imply that he's going to walk home?
Not necessarily.
Might be driving in a car.
Or he could say, may I walk you home? That'd be walk.
Sure.
Or drive, may I drive you home?
That's pretty definite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, to get a boat up on the land, you tie a rope to it and you
pull.
All right, if you have a stalled car, you might ask somebody to
push.
Okay. Say if you were having to carry a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying you carried it, what else might you say?
Well, they used to say tote, didn't they?
Sure. You still hear that?
I hear it, yes.
Does tote imply to you something heavy?
Mm-hmm.
So if you tote it, you're kind of struggling with it.
I think so.
Okay. All right, if some children are playing in the kitchen and the oven is on, mother might say, well, now that stove's hot, so...
Don't touch it.
All right. And if you needed a hammer, you'd say to me, that hammer.
Hand me that hammer, or give me the hammer.
Okay. Now, when you were growing up, you probably played games like tag and chase, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In games like that, was there ever a place that you could run to and be safe where they couldn't get you? You know, you just designate maybe a tree.
Yeah, we'd have home plate.
Home plate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Home free. Home free is what we'd call it. Would hide there. Mm-hmm.
So you're hiding at home for
mm-hmm.
me. Okay. All right, this verb, if I throw you a ball, you're supposed to
catch it.
All right, I threw it to you and you
caught it.
Every time I've thrown it to you, you've
caught it.
Okay. And if we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there before you do, I'll
wait. Sit.
I'll wait.
For you.
Okay. All right. And if a person, smiles, laughs a lot, you know, he has a good sense of
humor.
And if your husband has a hired man that hasn't been doing his job, you might say, well, I hate to do it, but I'm just going to have to
fire.
All right. What about another way of saying it?
Discharge.
Or I'm going to have to get...